State lawmakers representing communities along the south shore of Lake Ontario are lining up against a plan to regulate water levels in the lake and in the St. Lawrence River system. As WRVO's Julie Grant reports, the opposition is frustrating to environmental groups and many in riverfront communities.
After a decade of looking at the impact of current water regulations in Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River, the International Joint Commission proposed some changes earlier this year. Their plan, known as BV7, would move toward more natural water flows. It would allow fluctuations of higher and lower water levels. Assemblymember William Barkley is from Pulaski in Oswego County. He says shoreline property owners are worried about erosion and flooding.
I'm hearing from a lot of constituents, particularly along the southeastern part of the lake shoreline, who are concerned that what the plan will do to their property.
Barkley says some communities he represents are also worried about flooding to their sewer systems. He and 10 other state lawmakers have written a letter to Governor Andrew Cuomo. They want him to stop the IJC plan from moving forward, and they question the science behind the proposal.
I think it's unfortunate that this process is, frankly, being hijacked by some serious misinformation.
Jennifer Caddick is director of the group Save the River, based in Clayton.
It's frustrating to see these elected officials question the science behind the study. The IJC study has been peer-reviewed numerous times. Various portions have been published in well-respected scientific journals.
Caddick says shoreline property owners are already concerned about erosion and flooding under the current regulation. She says the IJC plan only allows water levels to rise 2.5 inches higher. But Assemblyman Barkley says that could be enough to cause flooding.
My understanding is not so much the 2 inches, it's a sustained amount of time that it could be at that higher level. So if you're up at high water levels already and then for a considerable amount of time, inevitably you're going to have some storms that's going to cause a surge and could potentially cause a lot of damage.
But Jennifer Caddick says the water isn't expected to reach the highest water levels on a regular basis, only during a 100-year flood event. On the other hand, Caddick says the lower water levels will do a great deal to improve shoreline habitat for birds, fish, and other wildlife, which she says will be good for the tourism economy of the river and the lake. Caddick says it's also expected to help build back beaches that have eroded away under the current water level plan. Both sides on this issue are hoping to influence Governor Cuomo. Meanwhile, the IJC is accepting public comment on the plan until the end of this week. For WRVO, I'm Julie Grant.